We're going to be in Psalm 4 and verse 3. I only plan on dealing with this one verse this evening, although I have a couple of other verses elsewhere in the Bible to call out for what we're going to preach here tonight. Or what, as far as I know, we're going to preach tonight. It's what the Lord's laid on my heart. Psalm chapter 4 and verse 3. And if you found your place, I'd ask if you would just rise for the reading of the Word. And this, as far as I know, is David writing. And it's what my Bible indicates is that it's David writing. In Psalm chapter 4 and verse 3, we read here in the Scriptures, "But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him." Lord, this evening, I ask you to help me preach, Lord, these things that you've laid upon my mind and upon my heart. Help me, Lord, these things that you've brought to my mind that I might be able to bring forth. And Lord, let this, in your word, Lord, take purchase in our heart. Help us, Lord, that in the hearing of your word, Lord, we may be closer to you. And I ask you this, Lord Jesus, for the glory of your name. And I ask you this, Lord, for the healing of your children. And we ask it in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. As I read this, there's a whole lot of things to bring out every week. You know, there's a time to try to encourage the children along, talking about the children of God. There's a time to try to reach out for the sinners and let them know that there's a God in heaven. And I don't know exactly even who I might be reaching out to tonight. Part of this I know is to you. And part of this I just think just needs preached. And I don't know who all it might end up with or if it's going to end up with you telling somebody or going out. But it just needs preached. It's on my heart. But there's this thing that the Lord sets people apart. It says, the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. And I'm telling you, there's a difference between God's people and the world's people. There's a difference. It says in the book of Exodus that the Lord made a difference between Egypt and the Israelites. The Lord made a difference. And there's a difference if you're a child of God between you and everybody else he is out there in the world. And if there ain't no difference between you and everybody else he is in the world, then you ain't a child of God. Because if you are a child of God, there's a difference. And it's not because you made yourself different. You can't make yourself different from everybody else in the world. You can make yourself sanctimonious, but you can't make yourself sanctified. You can make yourself to appear different from everybody in the world, but you can't do so in a godly manner. You'll appear to be a hypocrite if you are a hypocrite. But if you're a child of God, there's something about it that will change you. And that something that there is about it is the Lord. It says, "But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself." You don't do it, but it's guaranteed that if you're his, he will do it. There will be a setting apart that does go on. Now this world would have you to believe that you can be a Christian and you can look just like the world and you can act like them. But this Bible will tell you different, that there is a setting apart that will go on. And the Lord will set apart them that are His. He won't set apart them that claim to be His. He won't set apart them that want to be His. But He will set apart them that are His. The Lord, it says, hath. That's an absolute thing. He is, as a matter of fact, He's already done it. The Lord hath set apart him that is godly for Himself. Now, it don't say that He set apart them that want to act godly or pretend that they're godly. If you ain't godly, then you ain't His, and He hadn't set you apart. Well, who's godly? Them that's got God living inside them. Them that He's already chosen. Them that He's saved. Until you're saved, you ain't godly, no matter how much you want to be. And you can try to act good, but it don't say that the Lord set apart them that are just good people. I think we do the word good disservice. We sometimes will say, well, they're good folks, when we know good and well that they ain't saved. And that means that they're wicked folks. No matter how much that we like them, no matter how much we like the way they do some things, if they ain't saved, they're wicked. Well, I know that don't sit right with what the way we'd like to think, but it's true. It's true. But if you're a child of God, you're good. Not because of who you are, but because of who's inside you. And because you're a child of God, You're godly. And you say, well, I know some children of God that don't act godly. First off, I don't know that they're children of God. And if they are children of God and they're not acting godly, it won't last too long. The Lord will get a hold of that just fine. My own daddy could get a hold of me. And my earthly father, I'm talking about, could get a hold of me and straighten me out pretty good. And I reckon that the heavenly Father knows how to straighten out His children too. And so if they continue to act ungodly, unpunished, then maybe they just ain't God's anyhow. I believe that would fit the Scriptures. But them running around acting ungodly forever and not getting punished, that wouldn't fit the Scriptures. So I'll stick with what fits the Scriptures. The Lord knows how, it says. It says the Lord hath set him apart that is godly for Himself. Now, I'm going to go to this Scripture and a couple of others, and I'm going to bring out three things that means where the Lord's setting apart people for Himself. The first thing I'd call out to you would be that if you are His, then He's listening to you and He'll answer your prayers. And I get that from this very verse. Not only does it say He's set apart Him as godly for Himself, but it says the Lord will hear when I call unto Him. Now understand what David's saying. He says because of this promise that the Lord separates His people from other people. That means I know because He separated me that He's going to hear me when I call on Him. When I pray to Him. When I need Him. When I've got to have Him. When my heart inside me is twisted up because of what people are doing to me. When my heart is twisted up because of what people are doing to themselves. When I look out and I see the wickedness of this world and it gets on me and flies all over me and I don't know how in the world I can live in this wicked world any longer, I know that I can call out to God and He will hear me. The reason I know that is because I know He set me apart for Himself. Listen, this thing about being set apart ain't so we can be sanctimonious in front of everybody. It's so we can know that we're God's children. And I think all of God's children know that He's done something to them to make them different. Not just different from the way that they used to be, but different from the whole rest of this world. And listen, if God's done something to make you different from the rest of this world, the first thing I'm preaching to you is take some comfort in it. I know it makes you strange to your neighbors. I know it makes you sound strange and look strange to everybody around you, but take comfort in this, that because the Lord is set apart, he that's godly for himself, says the Lord will hear when I call unto Him. How do you know God's going to answer your prayers? Because He set you apart and made you different. You say, the Lord ain't set me apart and made me different. Well, maybe you ain't His. I mean, I'm trying to be blunt with this thing because I believe truth needs to be handled truthfully. If you're His, He set you apart. He's made you different from everybody else. You ain't like them wicked heathen out there. We drove up into town a little while ago and saw they had a downtown there rope toss. I looked over at Joy and I said, I hope they ain't having a parade. I know what time of year it is. And we got in a men's room and that's exactly what they're doing. They're having a parade for Mardi Gras and here it is the Lord's Day on Sunday and they're going to celebrate a holiday that's no more than a celebration of sin. That's exactly what it is. The wickedest of the two of the holidays that are out there are Halloween and Mardi Gras. And Halloween is a celebration of the devil, and Mardi Gras is a celebration of sin. And I hope there ain't nobody up there that claims to be a Christian that's going to go to that wicked celebration that got up there right now going on. But they probably is. Well, I'm glad y'all are here tonight, because if you was down there at that thing and I found out about it, I'd bring your name in front of the church to dismiss you from the church roll. I won't be playing about that. If I ever find you go to a Mardi Gras parade anywhere in this town or another, I'll bring your name in front of the church to dismiss you from the roll. Because you can't serve God and serve the devil. And if you're God's, He sets you apart for Himself. I hope you're listening. Because it'll probably happen one of these years. And when it does, you'll probably get to vote on it. The Lord sets apart those that are His for Himself. But because He set me apart, because I'm strange to this world, because people in this world think that I'm some kind of oddball, some old-fashioned somebody that don't got good walking around sense, because they think that way, I know the Lord will listen to me when I pray. I know that I've been sick and called on Him and He's healed my body. I know it. And I know people say, well, I know He heals over time. Well, I know He does too. And sometimes He heals right now, and sometimes it's over time. But because that He's made me weird to this world, I can call on Him and I know He'll hear me, because I'm His peculiar treasure. Amen. It's good to be strange to this world. It's good to be set apart from this world. And the first reason why is because that's the proof we have that we're His, and we know that He'll listen when we call on Him. How do you know you have any power with God? Can I tell you something right here? There's one intercessor between man and God. That's between God and man. That's the man Christ Jesus. One. You don't have to go through me to have your prayers answered. You don't have to go through a priest to have your prayers answered. You don't have to go through a faith healer to get healed. You don't have to, that's right. You don't have to go through anybody to get your prayers answered. But if you're a child of God, if He has set you apart, He'll answer your prayers. You have just as much power with God as anybody else does, as long as you'll be separated from this world and live for Him. Matter of fact, the reason that the church don't have the power with God that they need to have in the prayers is because they refuse God when He tries to separate us apart from this world and tell us to live for Him. If we'll just obey Him, if we'll just come out from this world, if we'll just go ahead and be different and go ahead and serve God, we can have our prayers answered. Amen. I'm glad that after I got saved, it was the Lord that got a hold of me and told me to clean out my clothes and get rid of my short breeches and get rid of my tank tops. It was the Lord that did that. I promise you, it wasn't nobody down at church house. Matter of fact, made all them nervous. It was the Lord that got a hold of me and told me to clean out all of my music and get rid of that junk, and told me that you can't listen to drunkenness and adultery on the radio and then serve God. It was the Lord that got a hold of me about that. It sure wasn't nobody at the church. It made them nervous. But if you're God's, He'll do that for you too. And He'll clean you up, maybe in ways that I ain't clean in yet. Or I mean, one of us might get ahead of the other in one way or another. But if you're God's, He'll clean you up. And the first thing that you ought to know about that is, if He does, don't resist Him. Because that's your power with God. The more you're separated unto Him, the more you can stand on this promise. Because David said, because of that, said, the Lord will hear when I call unto Him. You say, I ain't getting my prayers answered. Well, where are you with God? How close are you? Now, it may be one of them times where He's letting you sit there and learn. I mean, He'll do that too, even if you are close to Him. But sometimes we got something separating us from God. Has He told you to put something aside for His sake? And have you refused Him? If you just go ahead and put it aside, you can get some prayers answered. Now let me move on. That's the first thing. The second thing, and I'm going to come over to 2 Timothy. While I still got a voice, I'm losing it. 2 Timothy in chapter 2 and verse 19. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19. We heard Paul speak, now we're going to hear we heard David speak, now we're going to hear what Paul says. And he said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. And by the way, the seal was the proof. Proof. So this is the proof. The Lord knoweth them that are His. I think we just heard that. The Lord knoweth them that are His. Let me ask you something. Are you a child of God tonight? God knows it. He knows it. He don't ever forget. I mean, you wouldn't forget who your children are. Do you think God would forget who His children are? He ain't forgot. He ain't forgot if you're His. He ain't forgot the day that you got saved. He ain't forgot the day you were birthed into the kingdom. The Lord knoweth them that are His. The Lord knoweth them that are His. And, because we say it, a seal, the proof. And, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Now, if you look at that, it don't say, let them saints that have been saints for 20 years depart from iniquity. It don't say, let the experienced depart from iniquity and let the babes in Christ alone. But no. It says, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ, everyone, if you've been saved one day, depart from iniquity. If you've been saved 1 year, depart from iniquity. If you've been saved for 10 years, depart from iniquity. What's it talking about? It's talking about sanctification. It's talking about being clean. It's talking about living right. It's talking about getting ourselves in accordance with the Word of God and marching in step, left, right, left is what it's talking about. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ. Do you call yourself a Christian? Who is a Christian tonight? Raise your hand if you're a Christian tonight. Depart from iniquity. Depart from iniquity. What does that mean? It means put yourself before God and let Him clean you up. Is your mouth clean? Are your actions clean? Is your heart pure? How do you speak before men? How do you speak of men? Do you talk good about your neighbor or do you gossip and badmouth them? It's quiet here. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. It's talking about being different from this world. It's talking about coming out from them. Not only will He answer your prayers if you are His child, but I'm going to tell you something. He'll clean you up. The proof's in the pudding, people. If you're a child of God, He has worked on you already and will continue to work on you. He's done something in your life to make you different from who you were and to make you different from your neighbors. There's something about you that's going to be different if you're a child of God. And that's true for every child of God. You say, well, it's true for every child of God except for a few of them in my family. I know you can't. No, no, no. We justify our family way too much. Because it says, let everyone, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That's the seal, people. That's the proof. If you're a child of God, He'll answer your prayers and He will clean you up. I'll tell you, you won't clean yourself up. I've tried a few times to break myself of habits, and all I've proven to myself is how stubborn my flesh is. Anything that's ever been broken in me, anything that's ever been made better in me, was done by God. I can tell you I quit smoking, and I can tell you I quit drinking, but I can tell you right now that I didn't do that anyhow. That was the Lord's work. And I can tell you about the Lord working on me to clean this mouth up. I had a filthy mouth and didn't know how bad it was. But can I tell you something else too? It wasn't really me anyhow that cleaned it up. It was the Lord. Amen. Anything that's ever gotten better in my life, it was the Lord's work. And that's the same of everybody in here. But if you are the Lord's, He's done something for you. And you don't have to wallow in the mud and say, I'm just no sinner. If you're God's child, you ain't a sinner no more. If you're God's child, He's done something to clean you up. And you can stand and testify. I ain't talking about that sanctimonious, hypocritical testimony where you brag on yourself. But you can sure stand up and say what God's done in your life. And you can stand up and say, God's delivered me from a few things. And I praise God that I ain't the person I used to be. And if you're God's child, you're not. Because if you're His, He's done some cleaning in your life. There might be some more to go. As a matter of fact, there is some more to go. Ain't none of us ever get all the way there in this life. And there might be some things you're dealing with right now. But you can still thank Him and praise Him for what He's already done. And you can still stand in the congregation of people and say, I know that I'm not all the way there, but praise God, He has done some things for me. I have learned some things along the way. He has helped me see who I was and get a few things right in my life. That's the seal. That's the proof. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. He separates us from this world. Let me go on to one more thing. Not only will you answer your prayers when He separates you away, but He'll cleanse you and continue to sanctify you. And when you walk in the light that you've got, and you get clean enough for that light, He'll shine a little more light on you. And then you'll find some more dirt. And then you can get that cleaned up. Then He'll shine a little more light on you. Every step you take toward Him, you'll find out there's something else there that He wants to clean up. But He'll do that work. If you just won't argue with Him. And let me go on to the third thing here. We heard from David and we heard from Paul. Let's hear from Peter. Go to 2 Peter chapter 2. We're going to hit this same thought. The same thought. We said before, the Lord has set apart for him that is godly for himself. We said over there in 2 Timothy that the Lord knoweth them that are his. And now 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. It says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations. And I'm going to tell you, that's his people that he delivers out of temptations. Anybody here ever get tempted? Every day. Every day. What's your power to escape the temptation? The Lord is. The Lord delivers them that are godly. That sounds familiar, don't it? The Lord delivers them that are godly out of temptations. But now look at the second half of this thing. And to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. You know, we don't preach this enough, but I'm going to tell you what's the third thing that you know. Because you're separated unto Him. Because He's made you different. Because that you ain't the same as everybody in the world. Because this whole world thinks that you're an oddball. Because this whole world despises you. And by the way, if you're a child of God, this world does despise you. Because they despise you, know this. All of them who are not children of God are reserved to judgment and punishment. That's what it says, I believe it says right there. It says that, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Now, I don't get preached anywhere near often enough. And it's my fault that I don't preach it enough here. But I'm going to tell you that not only is there a day where the Lord will separate the wheat from the chaff and the sheep from the goats, but there is a day of punishment that's coming. And because we're separated from the world, we won't be partakers in that wrath. That is to say, if we are separated from this world, if you are a child of God, you are separated from this world. But this ungodly world will be punished. You say, well, brother, you can't judge people like that. I ain't judging, but God is. Just because I ain't judging you don't mean that God ain't judging you. He is judging, and He will judge. He'll judge me, He'll judge you, and He'll judge everybody in this world, and nobody will say a word to God about it. He'll do whatever He pleases. He's the Lord of lords. He's the King of kings. And He is the Almighty Judge. And He will judge. And He will punish. And He will punish with an everlasting punishment. And it says that fire and brimstone will be the cup of the wicked. And it will happen. It's not just talk. It's going to be there. As a matter of fact, it's there already in eternity. And there are already those who are in eternity. But because we're separated from this world, by God, not of our own doing, because that He has reserved us to Himself, because He separated us from the world, we know that we do not participate in that wrath. Well, praise God. Because I know of myself that I deserve that judgment. And I deserve that punishment. That is to say, in my flesh. But because that He separated me unto Himself, I thank God for the proof of it. I thank God He did clean some things up in my life. So I might have that proof in myself that He separated me from this world. Oh, it's no shame to me that I'm different from what I used to be. It's not some great burden for me that I don't do the things I used to do. Say, ain't it hard on you to... Man, you can't do nothing when you get saved. So now I can do everything I want to do. The reason I don't do them things is because I don't want to do them no more. Because God has separated me from them things. I don't care to look like the rest of this world. Hadn't you seen the way they look? Why would I want to look like that? My goodness. Why would I want to stick a bunch of metal in my head and walk around town with my hair a different color from the way God made it? Why not just go ahead and be the one that God made me and live like I ought to live? And go ahead and be a man, look like a man, take care of a man's duties. Why not just go ahead and do things right? And women, it's the same for you. Why not look like a woman and take care of a woman's duties and take care of the home that God gave you and do right? And the men and women of God say amen. And it's the ones in rebellion to God who will stand on that day and be judged and punished. And so then if God has led you down the path of being who you're supposed to be, rather than grumble about it, we ought to thank Him for it. Thank Him for it. Because what He's done is He's proven to us that He's separated us from this world that we'll be judged and punished. And so when I know that God works on me and tells me, clean that up, son, that's filthy to me. I don't want you in front of that. I don't want that in your ears. I don't want that in your eyes. I don't want that on your body. I don't want none of that filth in your house. Whenever, whatever it is that He deals with me about, I'm thankful for it. Because that proves to me that I'm not going to be judged and punished with the rest of this ungodly world. It's the proof to you, the proof to you from God, that you're not going to suffer the wrath of this world when He deals with you in your heart and says, step away from that. Depart from that iniquity. Rather than look at God and say, but God, I like that. Rather, we should say, thank you, Lord, for telling me that. Thank you for proving to me that you're my Father. Thank you for showing me that you love me enough to draw me away from the filthiness of this world. And so tonight, whenever whoever's out there doing whatever, at that thing down there that they've got downtown, I don't want to be with them. But you know what? I want to thank God that He's done something to me in my heart, that my heart don't want to be with them. As a matter of fact, I thank God that that is repulsive to me. I thank God that I know, because He told me, I thank God that He told me that that was wicked. And I thank God that when other people start talking about what a good time they had down at some celebration of sin, that I've got peace in my heart that I don't need that. And I thank God for that, because that's His proof to me that He separated me out from this world. Has He separated you? Thank Him for it. Thank Him for it. When you go home tonight, when you say your evening prayers, I hope you say them. I hope you pray to Him. Tell Him that you're thankful for what He's done in your heart, for separating you out from this world, that you might know, that you might know that this evil, ungodly world that He has reserved to that day of punishment, that you don't have to partake in their punishment. And if He's never proven that's you in your heart, I'd suggest you hunt Him with everything in you. Because if you're a child of God, you know He separated you. Because He does it so you can know it. Anybody that's never been separated from the world by God is of the world. That's why the Bible says, love not the world, neither the things in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So you either love this world or you love the Father. And if you love the Father, you're separated from this world. But the separation from the world proves you have the love of the Father. And having the love of the Father proves you don't have to be judged with this world. I thank God we are separate people. I'm not ashamed of it. I don't ever want to be ashamed of it. I don't ever want to fit in with this world. If I fit in with this world, I get to fit in with the punishment. I don't want that. I kind of like being oddball to this world. And I'm happy that the Lord made me an oddball. And listen, we don't have to be browbeat by this world into thinking that we ought to look like them and sound like them, listen to the same bunch of junk they listen to. We don't have to put the same bunch of filth in front of our eyes that they watch. But we can be separated out and be glad for it. Be glad for it. Be thankful before the Lord that He separated us out. Well, amen. Well, I don't have any voice to go any further, so I'm going to let you go. It's a Sunday night. I trust that you'll all be safe out there. Listen, I pray that the Lord give you opportunity to serve Him in His will. Same as I pray for me. Whatever it is, if He'd lead you to somebody to help them, be they saved or lost, whether it's to encourage a brother or sister in the Lord, or whether it's to talk to some lost soul out there that needs Jesus, whatever it is that the Lord would have you to do, I pray for you the same thing I pray for me, that you would recognize your opportunities and just serve Him according to His wisdom, according to His will. And I'd ask you to pray the same for all your brothers and sisters here, including me, that we might all serve God acceptably. We've got the week in front of us, and so let's seek to do that. Brother Don, would you close us out in a word of prayer, sir?